بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد The benefits of being honest in dealings سيدنا حكيم ابن حزام رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that نبي أكرم صلى الله عليه وسلم said The buyer and the seller have an option to cancel or conclude the transaction as long as they are engaged in finalizing the deal. If they were honest to each other and clearly defined the items, the transaction will be blessed. But if they lied and concealed the faults, the transaction will be deprived of the blessings. Note, if during the course of finalizing the deal, the buyer or seller wishes to withdraw from the transaction, they may do so. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, If a person has four traits, he should not even bother about being deprived of worldly things. Trustworthiness, fruitfulness, good character, and abstention from consuming haram or doubtful sustenance. Sayyiduna Hasan ibn Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that he memorized the following hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam whilst being a young child. The hadith is, abstain from the doubtful and opt for the undoubtful, for indeed the truth gives peace of mind and falsehood creates reservations and restlessness. Note, Sayyiduna Hasan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu memorized this hadith at a very young age. He was only 7 or 8 years old at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's demise. If a person has a doubt about the prohibition, detestation, or inappropriateness of any matter, he should abstain from it, and he should choose that which does not disturb his conscience. This is the essence of piety. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdihi. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك